The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. We are discussing and have been discussing for the past few weeks a passage from Surah Al-Furqan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the attributes of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibadur Rahman. The seventh characteristic is the importance of maintaining and honoring the sanctity of life, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they are those, the servants of God are those who do not kill a soul which Allah has forbidden, except in the requirement of justice, right? So unless you're in that position, we value the sanctity of life, right? Like one of the important characteristics of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they respect life. They respect the sanctity of life. And it's not just human life, right? We know that everything is in existence. We know that this earth is alive, right? That this earth will bear witness on the day of judgment. And so we are to respect this earth. Yeah? As a believer, I can't do something which accelerates the deterioration of this earth. Man, that's something. Imagine, like, that's part of being the servant of God, where I don't destroy this earth. I am not wasteful. I am not purchasing unnecessarily. I'm not leaving lights on. I'm not wasting water. This is all part of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, you know, it is part and parcel of, we have been cautioned about preserving wildlife, right? The number of traditions that talk about the preservation of wildlife is phenomenal. You know, there's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. He says, Man qatala usfuran abatha. Whoever kills a bird, a sparrow, in vain, and for no reason, عَجَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْهُ يَقُولُ. He says that it will cry out to Allah on the Day of Judgment, saying, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ فُلَانًا قَتَلَنِي عَبَثًا وَلَمْ يَقْتُلُنِي لِمَنْفَعَةٍ. That, oh Allah, this person killed me for no reason, and it was not something that was going to benefit him. This is why hunting for no reason in Islam is not permitted, right? It has to have some manfa'a, some benefit that we have. And so the sanctity of life is far greater than that of human beings. But of course, there is this level of respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects to have with each other. And one is not allowed to harm or destroy a life that has been sanctified by Allah. You know, Allah says in the Quran numerous verses, but we'll just quote two from Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 32, where it says, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكْ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Yeah, he says that we decreed to the children of Israel that whoever kills a soul without it being guilty of manslaughter or corruption on this earth is though they have killed all of mankind, right? And one who saves a life, it is like they have saved all of mankind. In another verse, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ, this is Surah An-Nisa, verse 93, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. That whoever kills a believer intentionally, his jaza, his recompense would be the hellfire, wherein they would remain forever. So we see the condemnation of hurting a human being, of taking the life of a human being. But this verse is not just talking about that. So when Allah talks about the sanctity of life, that an ibad, an Abdul Rahman, a servant of Allah would honor life and consider it to be worthy of respect, it's talking about the world as a whole, it's talking about animals, it's talking about human beings. But it's not just talking about taking a life in that form, right? It's also talking about not doing something which deteriorates the quality of life for someone, right? So for example, this respect of the sanctity of life would include things like not lying to another person, not cheating another person, not having rancor in the hearts for another person, not gossiping, not plotting, not harming. Man, these are things that we do on a regular basis, right? But Allah considers all of this a violation of the sanctity of life. Why? Because Allah says, "Wal fitnatu akbaru min al qatl." Subhanallah. Yeah? What a powerful verse where He says that fitna, causing division, causing corruption, is worse than killing. Subhanallah. Is greater than killing. Allah says in another verse, "Wal fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl." Imagine that, right? Here Allah says that when you kill a human being, it is like you have killed all of mankind. Yet, fitna is worse than killing. Subhanallah, imagine how valuable the sanctity of life is. Man, no matter how much I don't like someone, I am not allowed to make life difficult for that human being. I am not allowed to do so. Yeah? I am not allowed to take steps to harm that individual's sanctity or his comfort in life. These are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions about. And you know, we end with this hadith that I know we've talked about before, a long time ago, where we have to be cautious that our words and our actions do not harm another individual, even indirectly. Even indirectly. Here we're talking about directly harming someone, directly hurting someone. But we have to be careful of what's known as the ripple effect of an action, right? Where if I, you know, when you throw a pebble into a lake, it ripples. Well, every action that we do has consequences. And if the consequence of my action, be it five ripples away, hurts someone, I am responsible for that action. And there's this hadith that's very powerful. You know, it's narrated by our fifth Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Where he says, يُحْشَرُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That on the day of judgment, a servant will be raised and he will be given a portion of blood, a cup of blood. Yeah? فَيُقَالُ لَهُ هَذَا سَحْمُكَ مِنْ دَمِ فُلَانِ. He says, this is the portion of blood you spilt of someone. Right? And this person will say, Ya Rabbi, innaka ta'alamu annaka qabadtani wa ma safaktu dama. He says, Ya Allah, you know better than me that when you took my soul, I had never spilt blood on this earth. I had never done these things. Fayaqulu bala. He says, yes, I know. Walakinnaka sami'ta min fulanin riwaya. But you heard something from someone and you told it to someone else, and that person told it to someone else who told it to someone who went and harmed that individual. But because you were part of that chain of causing that, that's your portion of accountability on the day of judgment. Man, God doesn't mess around. Yeah, God doesn't mess around. You know, today we have to be uber careful about things we forward on WhatsApp, emails we forward, what is said in platforms like this, what is said anywhere, because everything is being recorded. And if my actions today cause harm to someone else somewhere else. This is part and part of devaluing the sanctity of life. And so the Ibad al-Rahman will be those who will be cautious about their responsibility to honor life, to respect life, be it in from the creational perspective or that of human beings.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim, Kareem, Azim, Alim, Halim, Hakim, Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.